A ceremonial groundbreaking was held on Tuesday in Boone for a plant that will produce Daisy brand sour cream and cottage cheese. The $676 million plant will eventually employ over 250 people. Ben Sokolsky is president of the family-owned company.
It is our most ambitious project yet.
Milk for the plant will come exclusively from Marshall Ridge Farms, nearby State Center, one of the largest dairy farms in Iowa. It will add 7,000 cows to their milking operation by the time the Daisy plant opens in late 2028. Or early 29.
Without milk, none of this would be possible. So that's pretty important.
Dan Culhane, president and CEO of the Ames Regional Alliance, was host for the event.
While economic development occurs every day in our communities, it doesn't always come together to this magnitude. And so that's what we're really celebrating today.
Boone Mayor Elijah Stein says this is a transformative project.
One that will not only reshape the economic landscape of Boone, but the entire region. The future of Daisy Brands, the city of Boone, and the state of Iowa is all brighter because of this investment.
Governor Kim Reynolds says many groups and individuals get credit for making the deal with Daisy possible, including local leaders, state agencies, and the private sector.
This nearly $700 million investment isn't just a number. It represents real opportunity. It means hundreds of new jobs. It means an expanded tax base. It means new momentum for local businesses, schools, and family farms. It stimulates construction with plans for housing and hospitality projects already underway.
Daisy Brand currently has plants in Texas, Arizona, and Ohio. State Ag Secretary Mike Negg says that the project in Boone will boost Iowa's dairy industry and create permanent, good-paying jobs.
Today is a heaping dollop of good news, and we can all be very, very excited about that.
One of every two cups of sour cream sold in the United States is Daisy Brand sour cream. Data shows all overall sales of cottage cheese were up 16% last year, and the company's president says Daisy Brand hasn't seen this kind of growth in cottage cheese sales since the 1970s.